A federal judge in Wisconsin is hearing a somewhat unusual case today. Shirley Abrahamson, the liberal chief justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, is suing to keep her top spot on the court. A constitutional amendment backed by conservatives and approved by Wisconsin's voters earlier this month changed the way chief justices are selected, leaving Abrahamson's position in limbo. And special interest money had a lot to do with that, as Marty Michelson from Here and Now contributor Milwaukee Public Radio reports.
There were actually two items concerning Wisconsin's high court on the ballot in April. One was a race for an open seat on the court, but the contest that drew the most attention and money was a constitutional amendment to allow members of the court to select the court's chief justice for a two-year term. Up until now, the judge with the highest seniority gets that job until their term expires. Special interest groups on one side spent nearly $250,000 to run an ad featuring former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske, urging voters to keep the status quo and check off no on the referendum.
Voting, it's the foundation and strength of our democracy. We vote for our Supreme Court justices and twice elected Shirley Abrahamson as our Chief Justice. But now corporate special interests want a Chief Justice they choose. So they got a constitutional amendment on the ballot that takes the choice away from the people. I think that's a terrible mistake.
On the other side, Wisconsin's largest business lobby poured more than $500,000 into their own ads in an effort to persuade people to vote yes on that ballot question.
In a monarchy, power is inherited. But in a democracy, we get to decide. You might be surprised to learn that on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, power is inherited. The job of Chief Justice goes to the judge who's been there the longest. That's not democratic. And it's not the American way.
Charles Franklin directs the Marquette Law School poll. He says special interests chose to get involved because there's a lot at stake.
Since the court has a more conservative majority, likely shifting the chief to one of the members of the more conservative wing of the court, that has more of a direct impact on the administration of the justice system in the state. It also reduces the strength and influence of Justice Abrahamson, who's been the Chief Justice and is the longest-serving member of the court.
And one of just two liberals on the court. If Justice Abrahamson is not replaced, she would head the court as it prepares to rule this summer on whether an investigation of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker may continue. The probe centers on whether Walker, who is a possible Republican presidential candidate, illegally coordinated with special interest groups during a 2012 election to recall him from office. Bert Brandenburg is executive director of the national watchdog group Justice at Stake. He predicts special interests will continue to get involved in judicial races, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country.
Given that we're in this new political era where this is a fishing hole that's been discovered, there's no going back, every state needs to step up to do something to insulate their judges from political pressure.
The trend toward large amounts of special interest spending is expected to continue in Wisconsin next year, when Justice Patrick Crooks, the Supreme Court's lone swing vote, is up for re-election. For Here and Now, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.